Since there's nothing on the consent agenda.
Oh, there is.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, authorization to allow the Petersburg Borough to sign an interlocal contract for cooperative purchasing of the Houston Galveston Area Council for equipment and supplies. And how is it with consent agenda? Is there a process?
You just need a motion and a second to approve.
So move.
Second.
The clerk will take the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes. Report of other officers. Mayor's report. Let me find it. Sorry. Thanks. The borough is seeking letters of interest from borough residents willing to serve on the following boards and commissions until October 2016 municipal election. Hospital Board has one vacant seat, and Planning and Zoning Commission has one vacant seat. Letters of interest may be addressed to the borough clerk and emailed to dthompson@petersburgak.gov. Mailed to P.O. Box 329, Petersburg AK 99833, or dropped off at the Borough Administration Office in the PIA building at 15 North 12th. The 2016 Mayfest celebration. Petersburg was visited by many dignitaries during our little...
Oh, that's an old one.
Oh, that should be the same.
There we go.
One.
Community
okay. Filing for candidacy for the October 4, 2016 election. The first day to file for candidacy for any open board, commission, or assembly seat in the October election is July 26, 2016. A list of open seats will be provided by Clerk Thompson in the near future. And we're seeking community input on state dock issue. The state of Alaska has offered to transfer ownership of the Papke's Landing Dock, the Kuprinoff Dock, and the Entrance Island Dock to the Petersburg Borough, along with a lump sum payment of $732,883 toward deferred maintenance. Condition assessments were recently performed that estimates the cost to bring the Papke's Landing Dock to a safe and usable condition at $1,050,000. And usable condition at $1,395,000 for the Kuprinoff Dock. The Borough Assembly is seeking input from the community regarding acceptance or denial of the state's offer. A questionnaire on the issue is available for printing off the Borough's website or can be picked up at any Borough office from the City of Kuprinoff Clerk or from the Papke's Landing Public Notice Board.
Thank you. Very welcome.
And now the borough manager's report.
Thank you, ma'am. I want to put out special thanks to Captain Hamilton as well as our EMS folks who helped transport using our security skiff to Portage Bay and to medevac a person experiencing cardiac difficulties at midnight on June 12th. Thanks to them. Helping out in that area. The annual FERC inspection of our blind slough hydro project was held on Thursday, June 9th. We will receive a formal report later, but the inspector indicated there were no major issues. One of the things we're still working on is repairing the fiber line that we use up there that a bear managed to chew through. We're putting it in new thick-walled conduit to hope to solve that problem for the future. Maybe aware, I think I've spoken to it before, we kind of downsized our line crew to save some money. It's kind of kept us from taking on any really big projects, but we are keeping up with the new service requests and trouble calls. We're constantly keeping an eye on it, and if it starts to become a big problem, I'll come back to the assembly and beg and plead, but for the moment, we're power and light, thanks to them, they're holding their own. We had a potential for replacing the downtown lighting poles and fixtures. It's kind of hit a snag, and we've stopped that project. The unit that was selected by the community committee that was looking at it is now estimated to cost just over $7,600 each. We only budgeted $3,000 each for them. So I told them at this point to stop, and we'll revisit this some other way, some other day. We may look for a grant and see if we can find something out there. But for the moment, we'll make do with our existing street lamps downtown. Parks and Rec Summer Camp is up and running with full registrations for almost the whole summer. And also swim lessons are being offered each month of the summer for ages 3 to 9. Talk to Parks and Rec if you have any questions. The 4th of July meetings have been underway. A finalized schedule is out for those of you who haven't seen it. If anyone would like to be involved in that committee or help out, they meet every Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the community gym or community center. Our new Parks Director, Chandra Thornburg, arrived this weekend on the ferry. She should be starting tomorrow. She's got in late and is unpacking today. So we hopefully she's up getting here and starting to feel comfortable and just gets here just in time for 4th of July and our other busy summer programs. So hopefully we don't chase her off. Public Works staff completed upgrades to Fram and Excel Street sewer mains in preparation for paving of 8th Street. They will be moving on to complete culvert work at Lake and Valkyrie Streets. CECON's current schedule for paving has that sometime around the 4th of July, so we're in pretty good shape. Reed Brothers Construction will be completing the dirt and rock work at the library landscaping later this month. They've done a really good job getting lots of compliments from folks. An extra special thanks to Jesse O'Connor from Parks and Rec for overseeing the planting with help from Pam Speck, Andrea Weathers, Courtney Farron, and Debbie Eddy, Ceylon Produce, for providing most of the plants for the project. The project is being funded by legislative appropriation from the state of Alaska and then contributions from many folks here locally. Centennial Park, which is part of that project in a sense, is a new park located behind the library. Now provides a pedestrian connection between the Birch Street boardwalk and the library. The land for Centennial Park was given by Paul Lee in 2008 to the city of Petersburg for a public park to be enjoyed by all. The park commemorates Petersburg's 100th anniversary, celebrating its official incorporation as the town of Petersburg in 1910. This site was the home of Harold and Magnhild. I'm sorry about that. Lee, an event to celebrate the creation of Centennial Park, will be held July 2nd at 11 a.m. Members of the Assembly and the public are invited to attend. Thanks to Sue Paulson, who donated the historic fish trap anchor that is now located in front of the library. Again, lots of folks in the community have been involved with that. Summer Reading Challenge is now on. Over 160 kids have signed up to participate. Kids are challenged to read 120 minutes per week and participate in an educational activity every week to earn raffle tickets for the prizes on display at the library. Our Alaskan Housing Finance Corporation inspection at the manor is complete, and Medicaid inspection is still to be determined. We're waiting to hear what date that'll be. State licensing inspection went very well. The only findings were the inspector recommended more blankets for our disaster kit, water temperature was a half a degree too high, and health-related service forms needed to be updated. So, payments from Medicaid from April and May were held up due to the state budget issue. That has been resolved for the moment. It's something that Sheila and her staff are having to keep an eye on. The new borough-wide online property viewer is live. It can be reached through the borough's website on the community development page. Check it out and let us know if there's anything that you're seeing that it's not doing for you. Liz is working on a grant application to hopefully find a way to fund ADA-compliant gangways at the South Harbor. It was something that was in the comp plan. We'll see if we can find the money somewhere and maybe upgrade those ramps. PEDC has awarded the professional services contract to P&D Engineering for the preliminary design and engineering to develop a small vessel workyard at Scow Bay. We expect public meetings to occur in September and October on that project. GED testing computer and associated equipment have been set up at the high school, and they should be ready to administer tests in August. The school is still looking for someone who can offer part-time tutoring for GED students, thanks to PEDC and the Emblem Club, which funded the computer system to allow for local testing. Prior to this, it was very difficult for folks to go through that testing process. They had to leave the island. U.S. Forest Service Alaska Region is conducting an alternative use feasibility study for the Chugach Ranger Boat. The Chugach is listed in the National Register of Historic Places and is one of the Forest Service's most significant and iconic historical resources. The Forest Service has an online survey at www.surveymonkey.com/r/mbb8l83. But if you can't remember that, just come see us and we'll give it to you. PEDC is contributing to the Southeast Conference review of the Alaska Marine Highway System. Phase one of this project is to identify alternative governance structures for the Marine Highway System. What that kind of means is, do we want to regionalize the ferry system and, you know, take more away from the state? That's the concept. I don't know what the study will come back and show. They're going to be having some folks take a look at it, provide some analysis, and go through a very public process, and then make a recommendation on what would be the right management model for that system. Hopefully we get really good information out of that, and PEDC felt it was worth contributing to that project, as important as the ferry is to all of us. The drive down bulkhead project started last week with mobilization of Tamiko and their subs. The float will remain accessible, but we're asking people to be very aware of the increased equipment traffic as the project gets moving. Harbor staff have been working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Alaska District, on a potential South Harbor basin dredge. We'll be hosting the inspection team today and tomorrow, and for initial site evaluation and program discussion, meeting with them this afternoon, and along with GLOW and Liz, I believe, and just kind of kick it off, and hopefully we'll get some good news. Heads up to the public, July 8th through the 10th, the Nordhaven 2 Alaska Rendezvous will hit Petersburg by storm. Approximately 32, 40 to 76 foot Nordhaven vessels are planning to spend two nights in town. They will provision their vessels as well as enjoy a couple days taking in the offerings of Petersburg. So if you see them around, welcome to town. That's it.
Unfinished business. Ordinances for second reading. Ordinance 2016-08, an ordinance amending Chapter 932 of the Borough Code, the Smoke-Free Air Act of 2010, and amending Chapter 912 of the Borough Code, littering, by amending the definition of litter. How do we deal with these amendments now? Somebody has to move, and they have to be moved and seconded?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, the mayor can't make motions, I don't think. So does anybody want to amend anything?
I guess I would move to approve Ordinance 16-08.
I'll second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Yeah, I like Katie's changes. And I think that Katie and Marge and Marcia made some really good points. There's a couple of them. Some of their points I think are very valid, and unless we absolutely prohibit smoking publicly downtown, we can't solve some of those problems, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that coin is I get to thinking about those who are smokers. I am not, but is it right to chase them totally away or to take all what they consider their rights away? I have a problem with the section on the smoking of moving it from 10 to 25 feet. That's not going to solve the problems that were brought up, in my opinion. And so I'd like to make a motion to accept all of the changes that were made with the exception of the distance under 9.32.700. I would like to leave that at 5 feet. And that's my motion.
Second.
Any more discussion?
I just want to comment, too, like, kind of reiterate what Bob's saying, is that all we've done now is just taking it away from the door of the establishment in which they're smoking in front of and putting it in front of the door of somebody else there is not, you know, mm-hmm. they're coming out of, you know. I've talked to one of the people downtown that said if they moved 25 feet to the north from the Harbor Bar, they'd be right in front of their door. And
Well, there would have to be 25 feet from that door, I believe.
Is it from per door or from just the establishment?
No, from any door,
from any
I believe.
Door. Okay, can I get a clarification on that then? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Madam Mayor?
Interesting.
Mayor?
Uh-huh.
Talking about the 5, 10, 25 feet thing, I mean, as a non-smoker, I think it'd be great to not have to smell smoke anywhere downtown, but similar to what Bob said, I'm going to be too prohibitive on that. Where I get stuck on the 10 to 25 is, Chief, is it all right if I ask you a question? Cool. Right now, how many tickets are you writing for that?
I don't believe we've written any.
Gotcha. And what I don't want to do is make you guys the nicotine police, so to speak. And similar, when I'm trying to make rules for my son, I try to only make rules that I'm willing to enforce. And I question our ability or maybe our desire as a community to task you guys as the police department to enforce that rule of the 10 to 25. And if we're not going to be strictly enforcing it, then I would be against making that rule. So I'll be supporting Bob's amendment.
Bob, may I get a clarification from you? So you said you would be in support of all of the amendments that Katie made. Is that including the smoking of marijuana at the retail establishments?
Well, the proposal is to take it. Let me run the section past me, please.
Okay, it was section 932. 030. It's a point Q, retail stores. It's on page 5.
Thank you.
Because even though the state has written in the ability to have a cannabis cafes into their ordinance, I would be for the striking of this position right here. From our local establishment or from our local ordinance, especially now since we have a proprietor who has no intentions of ever, or at least in the near future, of seeking a marijuana smoking in her establishments. I'd like to kind of clear the waters of this contentious issue that we have in front of us, and it'd be nice to be able to parse the two apart, you know, one smoking in a retail establishment and then the other legalizing the commercial sale of marijuana in town. So I would be for striking this additional statement right here for the retail stores off of this amendment.
So you want to offer an amendment to my amendment?
I guess so.
I have a question. Isn't this exception require the same as the Clean Air Act, which is a ventilated enclosed space? Mm-hmm. So I thought we were working to get these two ordinances to be the same. Does that mean we want to remove the smoking room in other establishments?
I feel that it would be simple enough to be able to remove, to limit our consumption of marijuana inside a retail establishment. I think that'd be a great way to be able to separate these two ordinances. I find this ordinance confusing with nicotine and litter and Smoke-Free Air Act, all kind of bundled up together. So I would like to see this kind of cleaned up a little bit and separate it from the are the ordinance that we're withholding until we finalize our additions on the Smoke-Free Air Act.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Madam Mayor, if I may. And then the wording of is service area one of Petersburg. Debbie, did we not mention at one time that this would be borough-wide or could be borough-wide?
It could be. Yes, that is correct. It could be.
So if we go with what Eric is saying, then we strike that from this, and then we'd bring it back up again when we do the marijuana ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that right?
All right. Clarification, please, Debbie. I got a bit lost there.
I also am just a little bit confused about what is wanted.
I would like the additional statement in red here under retail stores, the statement saying accepting properly licensed marijuana retail stores where the smoking of marijuana only as defined in section 6.04.010H of this borough code is permitted. I would like to remove that off of this ordinance 1608.
So you would not so no on-site marijuana smoking in marijuana retail stores, period.
Correct.
So it won't appear on the other ordinance either, because if it does,
mm-hmm.
actually it will change the other ordinance is what will happen.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel, I mean, that it sounds like the town has spoken that they would prefer not to have retail or smoking in a retail establishment, and I feel that that sounds like a solid plan, and to try to separate the two, you know, one being the commercial sale and the other smoking at a retail establishment. And I would like to cancel this or strike the wording from this this amendment of this ordinance.
Which actually is still part of Bob's original mm-hmm. amendment, because he was agreeing with Katie's suggestions other mm-hmm. than the distance.
Great.
Correct?
I was agreeing with the proposal, with her suggestions on the vapors and aerosols and all the other changes that she had proposed here.
Yes.
With the exception of the distance.
Okay, right.
Okay, and that was, but the one here that Eric is talking about was not one of Katie's changes. It was a different. It was under Q of, as I got it, under Q of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is one of the things I thought she had mentioned. Yes.
Oh, okay. I missed it.
Okay. However, I do want to point out underneath, with your amendment, she also mentioned on page 7, 9.32.095, conditions under which smoking is permitted, that entire section be taken out, and that does apply to the smoking rooms for tobacco that have been in the Smoke-Free Air Act ordinance since its inception in 2010. So I just wanted to say that was also something she asked for. I'm going to make sure
please run that back past me again.
Page 7, section 9.32.095.
Okay.
Conditions under which smoking is prohibited.
Permitted.
She asked for that entire section to be removed from the ordinance. And that doesn't apply to only marijuana. It applies to the smoking rooms that are allowed for local businesses if they set them up as such smoking rooms.
Okay. I'm remiss then, because I thought all her changes you had shown us here in yellow.
Well, I thought so too, but she had extras when she came in. So.
Oh, okay. Right. Go ahead.
I don't know of any either of the bars or clubs that have set up a room like this. So, does anybody know?
No.
I have heard not bars or clubs, but I have heard that there is one local business that has a smoking room for their employees. But I don't know that this is fact. I've just been told this.
Does it have to be vented?
Yes, I believe it does.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, okay.
Yeah, if I might, it is very, very clear. Like on that section right there, 932.095, There is no need for employees, customers, or vendors to pass through the smoking room to access restrooms, break areas, or any other portion of the place of business in which they might need to access, and the business does not require employees, customers, or vendors to enter the smoking room when it is occupied by smokers. So,
and you want to remove that part?
No, I would like to keep that in. It has worked for 6 years, and I would be willing to keep it in.
So,
can I do a point of clarification, Madam Mayor? Mm-hmm. Since Member Lynn, since you made an amendment, what specifically were you trying to amend right there? I'm wrapped around five different ways right now. I apologize.
And I'm about halfway where you were. I thought we had before us was is the, and for the public out here, we have a list here of both, well, I'll call red changes and yellow changes. And what I was assuming was is that Katie's was the changes that she was proposing were in yellow. That's what I was assuming. And then I was shown by our borough clerk that I'm remiss on that. And that's what my amendment was based on.
Assemblyman Lynn?
Go ahead.
Okay. Would you find it, it might make it more clear if we go through each of her amendments in an organized fashion so we can each agree on it?
I could agree with that.
Okay. So somebody withdraws their second.
I'll withdraw my initial motion.
Yes,
the second.
Okay.
I seconded the first motion.
Cindy.
I seconded the first motion. Do we want to start over?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I'm proposing, Cindy.
Okay. I rescind my second.
My original motion.
Okay. Madam Mayor, may I make a suggestion?
Uh-huh.
If the clerk could walk you through each change, and maybe somebody could then vote on that change, we could just kind of go through it a step at a time.
Yes.
Like a line item of sorts?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
excellent.
So let me be clear. All the motions and seconds have been withdrawn.
Withdrawn.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting over. So we need a new motion.
I would move we accept Ordinance 16.08.
Second.
Okay. So for discussion, I have written down here what Katie started with here. Page 4 of the ordinance, adding the word aerosol to the definition of smoking. You want to go ahead and just vote on this one amendment and then keep going?
I'll make a motion and we include that word aerosol.
And I'll second.
Okay.
The clerk will call the roll.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now on page 5. Please don't allow for this section in red. So I believe that this is item Q. Katie, are you still here? Let me know if I'm wrong. Okay, so 9.32.030Q on page 5. Retail stores accepting properly licensed marijuana retail stores where the smoking of marijuana only, as defined in section blah, blah, blah of this borough code, is permitted.
Cindy, were you trying to say something?
Yes. Debbie is referring to pages, but I'm looking at this on my computer, and I need to know the section.
Yes, section 9.32.030Q.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So Katie was asking for removal of the words in red on item Q.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Make a motion. I'll second.
Clerk will call the roll. Or is there any discussion about it? Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Go ahead, Debbie. You're going to clarify?
So this is for removal of the words in red on Q. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy? Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
No.
Eric?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay, now the third change that she spoke about was on page 6. Cindy, section 9.32.070.
Thank you.
A, changing the distance from 5 feet to somewhere between 10 and 25 feet.
So my motion was to leave it at 5 feet for the reasons I gave. And while you're on this, I would say that same for A, B, and G of that section.
And she also mentioned C when she was talking. So for sections A, B, C, and G, she was requesting the increase, and your motion was to leave distance
leave at 5 feet for the reasons I stated.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to make another motion to that?
Yes, event? My motion is to leave it at 5 feet.
Okay.
Your second?
Second.
Clerk will call the roll.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Cindy?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Okay, are we going to deal with vapor or aerosol in that same section, Unit A?
Oh, good job. I missed that part.
I missed.
And the addition of the word aerosol.
Or vapor or aerosol.
Vapor or aerosol to A.
So move.
I move we include the word vapor or aerosol.
Second.
Okay.
Clerk will call the roll.
All right. Eric.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Okay, and then on page 7, section 9.32.095, conditions under which smoking is permitted. Sorry, I keep saying the wrong word there. She was requesting the entire section be removed from this ordinance.
I'll entertain a motion to that effect. Hearing then, I guess it stays in.
Okay. So, unless you have any other... Okay. It looks like there was one more thing that somehow I missed. What section is that?
9.32.105, Debbie.
9.32.080. On page 7 of your paper copy, D.
A motion?
You wanted that removed?
I missed that one. Which one was that, Debbie?
I missed it, too.
Okay.
9.32080D. If you're going to remain consistent with eliminating the smoking room, that would need to be deleted.
Where smoking not regulated.
Correct.
So it would be removing item D.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Hang on. It took Larry to Castro. I think he's got
hearing,
it. Huh? I don't know. He might want to deal with that.
I didn't have that one. Smoking regulated.
Do you have a copy of this?
That, to remove that.
Okay. Yes, I'll make a motion to remove that.
Is there a second?
I'll second it for the sake of the argument.
Okay, any discussion?
Well, I feel that if we're going to follow, you know, along what we just decided for Q, that we should not allow smoking in those retail establishments. So they're essentially the same.
Like the same thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a repeat?
It is. It is.
It's consistent with the other mm-hmm. change you made.
Yes.
Yeah.
So removing one doesn't remove another? Okay, well. Any other discussion? We'll be voting on the removal of Unit D from this.
Correct.
Clerk will call the roll.
Eric.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
Jay.
No.
Nancy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
So unless you have more areas you would like to amend.
I thought she wanted to see 9.32.095, that entire section A through E, removed as well.
Yes, there was no motion made by anyone at the table to do that.
Okay. So now everything is amended as we would like?
No.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Section 9.32.105 changes that suggested is encouraged to changes to must. I would like to make a motion that we make that language change.
Second.
Any discussion? The littering part, right?
Yes.
Okay, the clerk.
Wait a second. No, this. 9.32.105, Cindy?
Yeah.
Yes, the receptacle.
Yes, this is not about littering. This is requiring businesses to provide receptacles.
For smoking.
Right now, our ordinance says they are encouraged to provide receptacles, and changing this to the word must means they're required to. And if we're going to do that, actually, the attorney told me that there needs to be language. We can't just say, yeah, we're going to require it. We need to tell them exactly what they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I did let Katie know that and said, if you are going to request this, bring your wording, you know, for exactly what we're going to provide. And she chose not to, obviously.
Well, then I would say this isn't right for action, and I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Has everybody? Does anybody have any
comments? Just a point of clarification here. So, the proposal then would be to leave it the same, would put the must in without any kind of a clarification on it, or to leave it original.
Leave it original. Take the must out is what Katie has.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
My question will then also. Maybe relate to the littering portion of these cigarette butts. Are they making it to the street, and is it a problem, or are they going into receptacle where the businesses are providing them? I mean, are we recommended to require them? I can't remember what word you used. Are they actually providing them? Or encouraged? Are they actually providing them, or are they going on the street? I haven't driven by Keto's lately to see if
Keto's does.
There's any hot ones there. They have them there. So Harbor has one too, places where they smoke.
Yeah, they're mostly going in the street.
Are they going in the street?
The receptacles I've seen there have a big base, mm-hmm. and they narrow down to a skinny little top.
Mm-hmm.
And one facility down the street, which is not a liquor store or bar, has a square garbage can with the whole open top that mm-hmm. you don't see cigarette butts around it. They can mm-hmm. hit that big ashtray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So...
But
they do, yes, they do wind up in the street to get washed down the drain.
Right,
and
right. So is that some action that we should then take, knowing that there is a problem with...
I'm sorry, Mac.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Cool. I'll use the Sandy Beach example. There's more garbage cans per square feet, I think, of anywhere in town at Sandy Beach, and there's still litter at Sandy Beach, meaning no matter how many receptacles we provide for people, they're still going to litter, whether it be soda cans or cigarette butts, is my two cents.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I've always said you can't legislate intelligence, so thank you for your comments.
And also, if I may, changing the definition of littering to include cigarette butts will allow our police force to write a ticket if they see someone litter.
And so right now you can't do that, Kelly, because it's not a must. It's a encouragement.
We can't under state law.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Well.
Okay. Anything else?
We don't have a motion. I guess I'm not going to get worked up over it.
We have a motion to pass the...
The whole thing now, yes.
As amended.
As amended. Yeah. As amended.
Okay. Okay. Clerk will call the roll.
Cindy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Kurt.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We're on continuing in new business. Ordinance 2016-9, an ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2017 budget for known changes. Any discussion? Oh, well, we need a motion, to discuss.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, discuss away.
I have a question for maybe Carl on this. Is it under the paving and patching for the streets was $86,000. Was that the entire amount of money that was given that we got through the National Forest receipts for? So there will be none. There will be none left if we.
Thank you, Carl.
Would budget to expend $86,000. The quote for the paving is actually $81,000. So. There's a little bit of contingency there, but essentially it will take us down to nil.
So if you have to add to it, that has to come from another source? In other words, what we voted for previously was obviously, earlier was, you know, other streets that you wanted to repair and we agreed. This is added to it, and if you come back, they come back, and for some reason there's additional funds that has to be taken out of other sources?
Safe to say, if it's above $5,000, yes.
You know, you only have $5,000 cushion is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. It's the patching, the streets that we're doing, it's all out in the open. There's very little risk. They know how many tons they'll be putting down. So I think there's always a chance for additional material needed. But CECON's a very experienced contractor. I think they'll hit their numbers pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
Carl, I have a question. Are these streets ranked in importance, and can we stop if we get to the end of the money before we're done with them, or has that award or the contract been awarded so that we can't cut it short?
The initial contract that we have with CECON for the $532,000, it's been awarded. That's the work that we've hired them to
okay.
do.
Okay. Just wondered. Thank
you. This work would be additional to that. If it's approved through the supplementary budget process, then that will be a body of work that they'll also be responsible for.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Second.
Did somebody move it?
I think we made a move.
We had a move.
Roll call.
Time for the roll call.
Yeah.
Kurt.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Passes in its first reading.
Resolution 2016-14, a resolution authorizing the sale of borough-owned land within the Petersburg Borough. I'll entertain a motion.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion.
I have a question on the rules here of what we're going to, when we sell it. It says down under item F, let me see if I get this right. In the event, a high bidder on a parcel sold at auction defaults, the parcel may become available for over-the-counter sale for an amount equal to the high bid offered at the auction at which the parcel was first sold, or may be reoffered at public auction at the option of the borough. What I'm asking about is the may. If the assembly chooses to offer this land, then we have to go back. If it doesn't sell, or the people can't make their pay for it, then we have to have another motion to do this again. Another, does it come back through again?
Sure. Thank you.
So if it doesn't sell, it will immediately go to over-the-counter. But if the high bidder defaults, we'll bring it back to the assembly, and the assembly will decide, do we just want to sell it over-the-counter at that, you start with the high bid, or reoffer it at public auction again.
So,
and they could choose to do so at the next meeting. That's how I read it. It's pretty loose. The ordinance probably needs to be updated a little bit.
Thanks, Judy.
Any more comments? Mm-hmm. The clerk will call the roll.
Kurt.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
Communications. Are anybody got any communications? Assembly discussion items. Recognitions. Okay. Department head salaries. Fiscal year 2017 department head salaries. And this is... Steve, do you want to explain the background here, or...
I can. In last year, which is the current budget we're in that ends here in a few days, the department has received a 2%, we'll call it cost of living, and that was all they received across the board. For this upcoming budget year that begins July 1st, I did not put anything in there. We did not know at the time what the state budget was going to look like. And so we took that out of the budget to make sure we had some room to maneuver if the state cut even more. Since that time, we did get our health insurance benefit quote back. We traditionally budget about a 15% increase just to be safe. It actually, with some work on Debbie and Mindy's part, we were able to get it down to a 4.6% increase, therefore saving roughly $135,000 this upcoming budget year. I made a, just threw it out there that to provide, I could do a department head 2% cost of living type thing across the board. I think it was roughly, cost us about $18,000 annually. And would still be ahead of the game because our health insurance came in so good. I believe the mayor and Mayor Pro Tem were not comfortable with that because of the state budget not currently being finalized. So that's the background. I think that's what prompted the conversation. So.
Anybody have anything?
Mr. Manager, may I ask you a question? So you mentioned a cost of living increase, 2% cost of living, and then in an email you had mentioned a merit increase. Are they one and the same to you, or?
Yes, sir. Okay. My apologies. I tended to use them.
Interchangeable.
We don't do cost of living here in the borough very often. We try to do merit increases for department heads. In this case, because I just did across the board, I called it a cost of living. Occasionally I slip and call it a merit increase.
Okay.
Same identical thing. They all received 2% last year, and at this point, zero in this upcoming budget year.
Thank you.
Nancy?
Go ahead, Cindy.
Yes, I just I talked with Mark this morning about this again, and I just want to make sure that folks understand this in no way reflects on the performance of the department heads. I would love to be able to give them a raise. It's purely a reflection of the state budget at this time and the fact that we are borrowing against the fund to be able to do the municipal building, and it's a more than 1 year expense if we give a raise. I did ask if it was a possibility to give a performance bonus, and apparently there is nothing in our HR policy that addresses that. So I don't know if that would be an option later in the year. But until the legislature makes and the governor decide what's going to happen with the state budget, both Mark and I felt pretty nervous about inflating costs and having that be reflected in out years as well.
Anybody else have anything?
So, Steve, this would be $18,000 per year, out into perpetuity until we give you guys something different. Okay, just clarification there. So, again, I'd also like to reiterate that you guys are probably way underpaid. You probably deserve more than we can afford to pay you, but, so I will probably, I would love to see you guys get that, depending on how the budget comes down with the state. So we can reconsider this again for sure.
Well, and just to be clear, that was for the department heads, did not include me.
Right.
I didn't.
Well, I'm not as including everybody. You, Carl, too. You're sitting in the room, so. And
yeah.
Jody, who's ever failed here, so.
I'm wondering where this little windfall will go if we don't use it for this. Does it just go back in the general fund?
It'll just stay in the general fund. It'll be.
Until we reconsider it.
Well, or anything else uses it up. I've been pretty open that this is how we did the budget because we didn't know so many things. The department heads have been immensely patient with me on this issue. The problem is over time, obviously, this will be harder and harder if this continues down the road where we're not able to even do something cost of living wise for these folks. And they pretty much run the show. You can do without me. You'll have a hard time doing the job without them. So.
Madam Mayor, if I might touch on what Mr. Wohlholder said, so it's a 2%, just one time 2% increase, and then they just will be receiving that incrementally higher rate as opposed to a 2% for each year thereafter. So in 5 years, it's not 10%.
Right, no. Right.
It's 2%
right.
Total.
It's not compounding.
It's not compounding.
Yeah. Just 18,000.
Okay.
Next, yeah.
So at $18,000 a year, how many years does $135,000 cover?
I can just write a rough number, 7.
Just under 7, 10.
7.
That would be 180. Yeah. So you said 7?
I just, that's a round number. That's just what the first number came into my head. The 8.
Anybody have any comments?
Well, I feel that there, a 2% increase is just kind of staying up with inflation, and that's why I feel there's a big difference between a cost of living increase and a merit promotion or a merit increase, and I'd like them to be completely separate because, as everybody knows, it's kind of tough paying for milk, So, if we aren't giving our department heads who are providing us with excellent services in town these cost of living increases at a semi-regular basis, I feel that we're undervaluing the benefits to the community.
I also like to comment that this is something that we can bring up again at every single meeting. So as soon as I think the legislature has a chance to, settle on what the budget's actually going to be, because I think they're going to reconvene again here shortly. And so I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, can we just wait and see? And then, I'll probably end up giving it to them anyway later on. But for right now.
How many department heads do we have?
I believe it's 14. I'm going to throw out 14. I'm not sure that's exactly correct. But that includes Steve. Okay.
Oh, you're going to want more? I'm just teasing.
My number included.
Yeah.
The Assembly chose not to give me a raise last year.
Yeah.
I didn't include any money in it in this upcoming budget year either.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the department heads. I'm not worried about me. Yeah.
And I have to say, during Steve's rating, he asked not to be included.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you want an exact number, I'd have to count them.
With 14 department heads into 135,000, it's like $900 each.
Yeah.
So. Well, it's 18,000 that you're looking at, Nancy.
Oh, total.
Me, 18.
Total. Or per?
The 2%.
Right.
If each yep. department head, other than Steve, were to get a 2% raise, it would cost the borough in FY17 less than $18,000.
Okay.
Total.
Right. Yeah. I think I would like to just wait until Mark and Cindy come back and make that decision myself. So, like I say, I will probably end up giving it to him because I'm a softie.
You really can't make a decision right now anyway. Okay, it's yeah. just a right. discussion
yeah.
item.
But I mean, yeah.
A non-action
right.
item.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. But just rest assured that you'll probably end up getting it eventually.
Did you have something, Cindy?
No, but I'm open to further discussion, and I'm glad we had the public discussion.
Right. Okay, if nobody has anything else to say, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.